nobody respects anything in where I work.
Hmm.
That's why people rage quit.
It's going to be a preview of what's going to happen on this podcast.
15 minutes into the podcast, one of us is going to rage quit. Find out who on episode 266 of Due for a Win.
Howdy, it's Monday, November 10th, 2025, and this is episode 266 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Eskin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
No school November. That's what we call it in New Jersey.
Are your kids off today as well? Mine are off tomorrow, certainly, but...
They're not off today. They were off Thursday and Friday of last week.
So it would be a six-day weekend except for today?
No, they're not off tomorrow.
Oh.
Thankfully.
Truly hate the veterans in the state of New Jersey, apparently.
Correct. Well, because the teachers, as you know, the teachers notoriously hate the veterans, and that's why their conference is right before Veterans Day.
I see.
I did not make the mistake of going to Atlantic City during the teachers' convention.
The showboat water park.
A mistake I made 2 years ago, which plays right into our would you rather. So, would you rather do a one or two night stay? That's not the would you rather of whether it's one or two nights. I don't know why I put that in the agenda.
Okay, sure. Just a stay.
You're doing a stay. Uh-huh. Some off-season weekend at a place with an indoor water park with your family, not by yourself. That would be ridiculous. Would you rather that place be the Showboat Atlantic City or Great Wolf Lodge in Perryville, Maryland? Here's the deal, though. If you pick the Showboat, you have to stay at Showboat. You're not stuck there. Like, you can leave and go do other things, but you do have to stay the night at Showboat. Otherwise, obviously, you'd just be booking some comp somewhere and choose Atlantic City. I feel like that would have made it too easy. So, what do you think?
I mean, I think just for ease of travel, because Great Wolf Lodge, Perryville, is an hour away, and Atlantic City is very much not an hour away, that if I'm spending the night somewhere, I would just do it at Perryville. Frankly, it's super convenient to the little casino there, which I feel like
it's true.
That sort of casino is more up my alley than yours, given that there's not much to do there. But I'm sure they don't have, you know, nice drinks, et cetera, et cetera.
So going with Perryville and you're just popping over to the Hollywood Perryville Casino, which
I think so.
Literally shares a parking lot, I think.
It does. Yeah.
With the Great Wolf Lodge.
Going to the not Green Turtle there?
Yeah, I didn't really think so much about the distance difference, because for me it's about the same to either of them. And I could go to a Poconos Great Wolf Lodge that's significantly closer.
Poconos is so far away.
Right, for you. For me, it's an hour and 15 minutes. But then the Mount Airy Casino is like a 10-minute drive. And once you got to get in the car after the kids go to bed, that's a lot tougher. I probably would just not go in that instance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I would pick Showboat just because it's equidistant and then I'm in Atlantic City.
If it's going to be two nights, definitely instead of one, and I don't have to stay in the Showboat, I would probably pick Atlantic City. But if it's just going to be a night, and if my choice is stay in the Showboat or stay in the Great Wolf Lodge, I'll pick the Great Wolf Lodge.
What if it's one night, but you don't have to stay in the Showboat?
It just depends on the situation. If it's just me and my family, I can't imagine that I wouldn't go to Great Wolf Lodge. It's just so much closer. And the kids just complain the whole time in the car about how far it is.
I didn't think about that. So for two nights, though, you've got to fill more time.
Mm-hmm.
Does the availability of other stuff in Atlantic City...
Yeah. No, I think 100%. Walk the boardwalk, go to the Steel Pier.
So for two nights, are you tilted toward Atlantic City? Are you leaning toward Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Tilted means something different in gambling terms.
Mm. Or pinball terms.
What about the cost, though? So, like, if you're not staying at Showboat, you can get a comped room somewhere.
That's
so
true.
So it'd be way cheaper.
I don't know. What is a Great Wolf Lodge set you back?
A lot, last time I checked.
Hmm.
I'm going to pick a weekend here and see what Great Wolf Lodge costs. And I'll tell you why I'm picking the weekend I'm picking. Because, randomly, yesterday, Andrea brought up the option of going to Showboat Atlantic City.
Hmm.
The weekend of New Year's. So right after New Year's. Because my kids are off January 2nd. Most kids probably are, which is a Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So either going like Friday to Sunday or even going New Year's Day to Saturday or something.
That weekend's probably going to be nuts.
I think it will be not nuts.
Oh, really?
Usually right after New Year's is pretty dead.
You think it'll be nuts, like actual New Year's Eve and then empty after that?
Maybe the first will be crowded, although I can get the first comped a lot of places. But I expect that actual weekend will not be insane. My one concern is that the water park might be very crowded that Friday
right.
in water park terms.
like it was when you went on Teacher's Weekend.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that same situation where we're waiting in line forever for this water park that my kids spend 30 minutes in. But my daughter is very excited about the idea of potentially going to the water park again.
But she will still spend 30 minutes there.
She'll spend more time there if it's not super crowded. So that was why I was asking about the water park. But I'm going to look and see what my options are price-wise.
I like how it seems like every 10 months of the year, there's never any talk of you and your family doing stuff in Atlantic City. And then it's like December, January, February every year. You'll take like 5 trips with your family to Atlantic City.
I think if we went back through the dates, that would prove that assessment to be quite false. But, you know.
No. I think your anniversary is kind of that time of year.
Yeah, we have gone for our anniversary a few times, but haven't.
And you went for Teacher's Weekend. And you know.
Haven't in a long time. We went for Teacher's Weekend in 2023, so that was a while ago.
I mean, I know certainly a couple years ago when me, Dave, and Taylor went in December, you had been like 3 weeks out of 5 to AC or something.
Yes, that's true. That was 2023. We went Teacher's Weekend, and then Andrew and I went. So yeah, that was ridiculous. So we'll see if I end up going or not. I was thinking, like, maybe we should go somewhere else. I don't know. But if I can get Hard Rock comped or Ocean, which I doubt, then I think it would probably be worth it.
Yeah.
Hard Rock is so insanely close to Showboat. It's literally just next door.
It's even closer to resorts, though.
Hard Rock is closer to resorts? Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Literally connected.
So that's the would you rather. I went with AC regardless of the number of nights.
Mm-hmm.
You have some caveats.
I mean, it's a different situation for you, so.
Right. Because it's the distance. I didn't really think about the distance, so that was my failing in the coming up with the would you rather. I have some thoughts. As I listened to the last episode, I had some thoughts about the recap, so I felt the need to have a trip recap. And one of the things is, I mentioned not wanting to do table games and basically just being peeing my pants scared of actually playing a table game in the first place. And I remembered, while listening to the episode, that I had solved for this several episodes ago, like after maybe 3 trip reports ago. Which the plan was just set aside some amount of money that is for a table game, play that table game. If you leave with money, you can play more table games. If not, okay, well, that was the money for a table game. And that takes the stress away of like, oh, this is so stressful to sit down with this buy-in. So I don't know why I just totally forgot about that after doing it once and then have never done it again, but I'll try to remember that next time.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Agreed. The other comment we got, I believe from Dave, was what exactly is a squeeze game? Because you talked about the squeeze game, the $100 squeeze game at Bally's.
I think famously, maybe on an episode of another podcast, I called it the touchy game, which everyone got quite a laugh from.
That's what it should be called.
Yeah. But it's where you actually touch the cards.
So it's Baccarat where you touch the cards.
Yes.
And you can do all sorts of weird stuff like slowly drag the numbers up and so that you see only like a corner of the card. You build the suspense.
Yep. That's right. You have to do it that way too, or you're letting both yourself down and truly everyone else at the table.
Was there anyone else at the table when you were playing?
Yeah. I think I'm like, I stand out a little bit back in these Baccarat pits, so I think it always draws a little bit of a crowd.
That's funny. Do you ever play non-squeeze game Baccarat, or are you exclusively a squeeze game player?
Yeah, I don't know why I would do that.
Because it's not as fun?
Yeah, it's not fun, just period. If you're not touching the cards, you just sit there and you make a bet and they take your money or not, and you make zero decisions. I mean, as is, you still are making zero decisions, but you at least get the tease of the squeeze game.
You get some tactile...
Yeah, no. Experience. It's like tiles, you know? It's all about the tactile experience.
The clicking and clacking of the tiles is so satisfying.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, that's the best.
Some nice ASMR. That's what I should be listening to, like, while I'm working.
Just tiles
clacking and stuff.
Just them washing the tiles.
The opposite of that, by the way, is people chip shuffling, and it's one of the reasons I can't watch any poker on TV. Like, I'm just tired of hearing that shit. Yeah. I don't know why I like the tiles and I hate the chip shuffling, but
it seems pretty similar, but yeah.
Nope. Not the same at all. The other thought I had in listening back to the episode was, do I like Caesars now?
I think the answer is yes. It seems like it.
Right.
I said that I just could not care less if they never give me another comp. And you were a bit taken aback because you're like, but it's Caesars. Like, truly, of all the places, you must care about the Caesars giving you a comp.
I've been very down on Caesars for a while. And this was my first stay there in a few years. And I think if somebody asked me about Caesars before the trip, I would have said, it's pretty mediocre. I don't actually like playing in the casino. The casino feels not amazing and needs an update. I think they have done a little bit to update the casino. One of the big things is that the Starbucks helps, shockingly, a lot to liven up that dead zone, which I think I said on the last episode. But just thinking about that last trip, I think two of my favorite memories from the last trip were drinking Cape May IPAs, which I definitely did not need, at the Toga Bar and playing terrible video poker into the night, and also sitting at the Super Frico Bar and getting cocktails. So those things are both at Caesars. So clearly I can't hate Caesars that much if those things, and probably third was hanging out at the Buffalo Machine for a couple hours.
There you go.
Maybe I love Caesars. Maybe Caesars is my favorite property in Atlantic City, and I just can't admit that to myself.
I think it's safe to say that Hard Rock is your favorite property in Atlantic City, but...
Well, I haven't played there.
That's true.
By action, that is clearly not the case.
Is there a property, like, more than Caesars other than Hard Rock?
Yeah, Borgata.
But you hate the location.
Right, that's true. I have some follow-up about this that we'll get to later in the episode.
All right.
But yeah, I'll think about that a little bit.
There's something. I mean, I think there's something there.
I mean, I can't rank it as my favorite casino. We'll get to it. We'll get to it later in the episode get through all the news.
Sure.
The first bit of news, we talked a little bit about Showboat. We have frequently chided Showboat, I would say, for failing to deliver on planned things and, you know, having events that don't last very long. The TCG show... At Showboat, that's a trading card game for those who don't know what a TCG is.
Surely they do by now, with as much as you talk about it on the show.
I don't think I ever used the acronym, though.
Fair.
Maybe I did last time we talked about the TCG show. Was apparently successful enough on Friday, October 17th, which, by the way, was the day before we got there, that it is returning on December 20th. And it's a Saturday this time instead of a Friday, so that's probably a good thing. So it seems pretty good. I mean, I said when we talked about the first TCG show, I think you could just put one anywhere because that's how popular Pokemon and Magic are right now, that it would just do well. And that is probably the case. So hopefully this one does well right before Christmas. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we'll see. Probably a good thing, actually, I would think.
Maybe if it was like one weekend before, it would be a good thing. That's like pretty December close 13th. To Christmas, though. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I guess it's drawing mostly locals, but...
I don't know. I have no idea what the actual visitor counts in Atlantic City are, but my guess would be that weekend is probably not super busy because people are probably already doing holiday stuff, but maybe not.
Only one way to find out.
Go?
By going to the Atlantic City TCG show at the Showboat.
I cannot go that weekend, so that's the only weekend in December that I definitely can't go. So
I actually don't think I have any free weekend in December, which is just fantastic. All right, that's that news.
So the next piece of news... is that Wingcraft has closed. So they posted on Facebook October 28th. Unfortunately, our time in Atlantic City has come to an end. It opened 11 years ago. I have never been, I don't think. I know there was a time when your brother was going pretty regularly to Atlantic City with us that you and him used to go a lot, I feel like. Like, you went at least two or three times in a couple year span. But I don't think I ever went.
I think I've only been three times total. Mm-hmm. And they were all pretty close together. At the time, I thought it was really good. I do think the last time I went, it was pretty empty, and I was not as impressed.
But that was like 5 years ago. Right?
More than that, probably. Right. But I think one interesting thing about Wingcraft and what it says about the city as a whole is I think if this had happened 7 years ago that it closed, I would have been devastated. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a non-casino restaurant. It's really good. It's something that Atlantic City really needs. I think now there's so many similar good stuff, like other bar food type places like King's Pub, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, Beer Garden. There's just a lot of non-casino good places to go and get food that I'm not particularly crushed by this news. I mean, 11 years is a pretty good run for a restaurant. The location out at the very end of the outlets is probably not the best. Sad to see it go, but I think there's just other stuff around that's doing the same thing just as well as they were, mm-hmm. and that's probably a big part of why they didn't get as much business. I mean, I know the last time I went by there, I think it was in the afternoon, but there was literally no one in there. So I remember thinking at the time, like, this is not a great sign. And then they were closed like a month later. So
we should go to Tun Tavern again, speaking of that end of the outlets. You went without me and you said it wasn't very good, right?
The beer is good.
When I went with you, I thought it was very good.
Sun Tavern opening a second location, by the way, I think in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Because everything in Atlantic City has to open a Philadelphia location.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Yeah. That's a good sign for them to get some Diving Horse beer or whatever it's called, Diving Horse IPA in Philadelphia instead of just in Atlantic City.
It's good, yeah.
What else closed? Well, not closed yet. Sorry.
The Club Wyndham Skyline Tower is shutting down at the end of the year. This is according to 6abc.com. It's on North Carolina Pacific, out from resorts, next to the courtyard. I think the only thing I've really heard of that was from you, I feel like, telling me and anyone else who would ever listen, you shouldn't book it because it's not very nice. But I don't know. I've never stayed there. It seemed like people on Facebook were sad about it, though.
I don't remember.
Oh, maybe it was the other Wyndham down near Tropicana.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're thinking of the Trip, the
Okay, that's
it. Crappy motel. The Skyline Tower is a timeshare condo slash hotel thing. See. So I know we ran into some people who were staying there and they said it was nice enough. This was 10 years ago, probably, like maybe even before the podcast. But yeah, shutting down. The owners have decided to sell. So yeah, it's closing at the end of the year. We'll see what happens with that.
All right. Why don't you tell us about what's going on in the great city-ish of New York?
Yeah, it's not quite in New York City. It's in Yonkers. But yeah, it's called Empire City Casino and Yonkers Raceway. So we talked a few episodes ago about all the weirdness with New York rejecting a bunch of casino applications, including none being in Manhattan. MGM, who actually is the at least manager of Empire City Casino in Yonkers, which is like a class two casino that's bingo-based slots, they were the first proposal to get through their community advisory council. And so it just seemed like a done deal. Resorts World and Empire City, I thought, were the most obvious ones to get a full casino license. So MGM has pulled their application for a full casino in Yonkers, which was just a total shock to everyone. So many of the other casinos had already been rejected, and then they seemed to just be into the home stretch, and then we're like, just kidding, we're actually not going to do this. It was going to be a $2.3 billion investment to redo that whole property. They released a statement saying, since submitting our application in June, the competitive and economic assumptions underpinning our application have shifted, altering our return expectations on the proposed $2.3 billion investment. And a couple of things they cited were that the four remaining casino proposals are all, as they said, clustered in a small geographic area. They said they were expecting a 30-year license, and now the state is saying they would only be eligible for a 15-year license. So I'm guessing that is probably a big part of it. I don't know if that's all of it. Like, this seems so weird to be in the home stretch and then pull this, unless there was some requirement that they had to, you know, invest billions of dollars and build a huge hotel and everything. And then they were just like, this doesn't seem as great as it was going to be. But I don't know. You'd think if you can be one of four casinos in maybe the densest population area in the entire country, you go for it. I don't know.
I mean, I think they've realized that their return on investment is just going to be so much bigger if they just, you know, build
stick with Borgata.
Lee Hardin or whatever.
Yes, the old Wynn property.
You know, between the Borgata and the Harrah's. That's what we need.
They should.
Or, you know, they could probably get the Pinnacle property or whatever next to Bally's for cheap.
Remember when Chris Christie announced a joint Caesars MGM project right before he left office? And everybody was like, what the hell is this? And then just nothing came of it ever. Yeah. And nobody's ever asked any questions about it.
That's what we need. I think that's probably why they pulled their application.
I think we should just start holding press conferences. I mean, this happens in Atlantic City all the time.
Isn't that what we're doing now? It's not a podcast so much as a press conference.
That's true. We announce some development or some agreement between casinos. Like, we have a plan to redevelop Baderfield. I feel like we get one of those proposals every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
We have a plan to redevelop the old Atlantic Club. We don't own it or have any intention to buy it, but here's our plan. I think that's a great idea. I think everyone would love that if that was just the podcast from now on.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of cheap real estate that they could buy in Atlantic City and do whatever they wanted with.
It's true. So. And or at least plan it and show a plan and have a whole press conference
follow through.
And actually do nothing. The most important part is the doing of nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, weird that that's dropped out. I don't know what happens now. Like, I'm assuming it will, you know, you can't unapprove or reapprove application. But as I've said, it was never going to stop at four. Like, no state has been like, here's four casino licenses and just said, that's it. No more after that. So I have a feeling that maybe they don't add another in the very, very short term, but eventually more casino licenses will happen in New York City. I don't know. Maybe this is the hugest win for Atlantic City ever, that MGM is not going to have a casino in New York. I don't know. I've certainly never been to Empire City and will never go.
You should go, man.
To Empire
you wrote
City.
An article about the Resorts World in Yonkers, right? Is that Empire City or is it?
No, Resorts World is still
exists. Oh, JFK.
The 1 year JFK, yeah.
It's a blog post before the podcast.
Pre-podcast blog post.
Whew. Sold. Did you know that next episode will surely be our 10-year anniversary?
Ooh,
so.
What? I did know that, but I keep forgetting.
Yeah. This will be the last episode, surely, in the first 10 years of Due for a Win.
The first decade of Due for a Win.
Unless, you know, some truly breaking news comes out in the next week or something.
It would be very hard for me to record before the next episode, so. That would be quite surprising.
What about when Do For Win Incorporated has bought a plot of land and announces their plans for a casino in Atlantic City, and we have to put out a press conference podcast?
Yeah, that will be the start of our real estate investment trust.
The first 10 years was just building the foundation, and now it's the moving and shaking time is upon us.
Right. We've spent so much time talking about how we don't monetize the podcast, and, you know, we don't want this to really feel like a job, so we don't take advertisements or sponsorships and everything. But that's all
that just
building
up. That was the first 10 years.
The 10-year anniversary is actually starting a real estate investment trust. Yeah.
Things are going to be different now. Yeah. It's going to be great.
And then we're just going to rake money. That's pretty much what my understanding of a real estate investment trust is.
Speaking of raking money, we have revenue numbers for September. Hey, up 0.05% year over year. What more do you want?
Yeah, this is one of those things where, like, they come back and they adjust it after time, and we never check those adjustments. So for all we know, this will go from up to down, but basically flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is apples to apples, both for weekend Octobers, or Septembers, sorry. October revenue does come out 1 week from today. So
yeah, there you go.
We're close.
And what better way to celebrate 10 years by having back-to-back data episodes?
I think we should have a 10-year anniversary episode where we just do a deep dive into all the data that we've done over the years.
Oh, I love it. Oh, man. We could go cell by cell through our spreadsheets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Really detailed thoughts about what it meant for each of those casinos. And, like, you could really see that Trump Plaza started faltering.
Let's talk about... Yeah, October of 2013, the Trump Taj Mahal had a $20 million month. What does it mean?
I think the Trump Taj Mahal will keep making money forever. All right, so one weird thing that jumped out, I'm assuming jumped out at you as well, is that this up 0.05% was entirely carried by Ocean.
Ocean had incredible luck, it must be said, so it shouldn't really.
So without Ocean's incredible luck, resort-wide would be down. Mm-hmm. Ocean was up $11 million over September of 2024. That's 39%. Hard Rock was up 1.8%. Borgata was up 0.6%. And everyone else was down, including Bally's and Caesars being down 19%. Harrah's down 12%. Nugget and Tropicana down 10%. So double digits, a lot of double digits. And Resorts down 5.5%. So while these numbers seem very flat, resort-wide, seems not great.
It's not the best. Yeah, I don't have too many other thoughts really about September specifically.
Q3, though, was up 3.7% overall because the summer was pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Five of the nine casinos were up over 2024 Q3. Ocean, again, up 23%. Everyone else, much more modest. Borgata was up 5%. Hard Rock up 2.7%. Resorts 1.3%. Harrah's 0.6%. Good job, Harrah's. Have a positive quarter. Tropicana was down 1.5%. And then Bally's, Caesars, and Golden Nugget were all extremely close to each other in percentage down, not in actual revenue.
6.5%. Yeah.
But yeah, 6.5 basically, 6.3 to 6.7. I thought the Q3 data was, it was good to see that it was up based on the summer.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I think it's not so bad. Obviously, the three casinos that are down, it's not very good to be down 6 to 7%.
But I think it's pretty positive to see 3.7% up and five of nine casinos up. Like you said, the casinos that are all down in that 6% range, they're not surprising casinos.
No.
Bally, Caesars, Nugget, Tropicana, Harrah's, actually, I think it is pretty surprising.
I'm surprised that Harrah's is up, yes. I find that hard to believe, but here we are.
I mean, we talk about Tropicana all the time in that they must just be making a ton of money on non-casino stuff because it's so crowded all the time, and they have so many rooms, right? Mm-hmm. So it's always just packed, but clearly they're not bringing it in terms of gambling revenue. I think we've speculated that they probably don't draw a ton of eye rollers, and that's probably a big difference. Bally's, I also can't imagine, draws a ton of eye rolls, although we did see that lounge. That was a very nice lounge.
That's what you say. I mean, they're very, very generous to me, which makes me think they don't get a lot of players worth trying to chase after.
Speaking of generous, Resorts must not have registered my latest play yet in offers because they keep mailing me stuff at the start of every week saying, like, hey, come this weekend, both nights for free.
Oh, there you go.
And I haven't taken them up on that, obviously, but...
You should.
Once they get my 45 minutes of play from the last trip into the system, those will go away and I'll get the punitive rates, so... I do have to say, the one person who said anything in the Facebook group about, maybe it was Twitter, I don't know, about the lounges agreed with you that the Resorts lounge is nicer than the Bally's lounge.
It was better. Nicer is not the right word at all, I think. It is not nicer, but I enjoyed my experience there a lot more.
I would say they did not use the word nicer. That was my word, putting words into the poor listener's mouth. So that's the data. Any other thoughts?
No, like you said, it's good that the majority of casinos are up, if most of them only barely. I'd like to see Bally's and Golden Nugget doing a bit better, because I think I've said it before, they're getting into the danger zone where I worry about their viability.
Bally's especially seems quite concerning to me.
Golden Nugget at least has their fairly large online business to fall back on, because they do make a lot of money with online stuff in New Jersey in a way that I don't believe that Bally's does.
Right. And what I wonder about Bally's is, like, they tried to build a big brand and they've got some other casinos.
They've got a lot of casinos, yeah.
And they had the Bally Sports TV stations that all failed and folded. But, like, how much do they care about Bally's Atlantic City as a brand thing where they're willing to keep it open when it's doing this level of business? That's what I wonder.
Yeah. I mean, certainly from our last trip, I have to say that I am a Bally's fan. I enjoy the property, but there's just some simple things like more staffing that they just need to do there, because let me tell you, the number of tables and stuff they have open is not really acceptable. So, you know, I'm pulling for Bally's in a way that I'm not pulling for Golden Nugget, because I don't know what I'm going to do at Golden Nugget, to be honest, because it's so far out of the way and Bally's is perfectly located.
Right.
I hope it doesn't go out of business.
Speaking of hotels and casinos that you like,
mm-hmm.
that I don't like. So I have basically said that we're not going to go in December. That's despite your hopes. And we will probably do some sort of 2025 recap.
Can I sell you on November?
No, absolutely not. November is just completely screwed. We've been to just about every AC casino this year.
I haven't been to Ocean and Hard Rock, but
yeah, you have not been to Ocean or Hard Rock. I have not actually been to Hard Rock, which is surprising. I have been to Ocean, but just thinking about your experiences this year, and, you know, you have a pretty good idea of what Hard Rock and Ocean are like.
Yep.
Where is it that you'd most like to hang out and gamble? Like, give me your top two, and actually also give me your bottom two.
I have to say, I have a pretty good idea about Hard Rock specifically. I haven't been to Ocean in quite a while, and by all accounts, I don't know if it's actually any different, but judging by their results, they're doing something differently than they used to be doing, so I am interested in seeing that, so they will not make my list, because I feel like specifically I do not have enough information to talk about Ocean.
I feel like I was really surprised and happy to see how much they've changed stuff in the casino and stuff on the casino floor and restaurants and everything, which some of that we've obviously made fun of
mm-hmm.
because they deserve it when you name something Linguini by the Sea or like Ocean Prime. But it did feel like they're trying to do a lot of things and making a lot of changes and making a lot of updates in ways that a lot of other casinos aren't. And it was very crowded and very lively in there. So I liked it a lot the last time I played there. I was only there for an hour or so, but I had a really good time and it made me want to go back.
Would you put it in your top two?
Well, I don't know. We haven't gotten there.
All right, fine.
But I want to clarify, this is not like what is the best casino. This is where do you think about that you want to play? Because I just said earlier in the episode, it was literally 22 minutes ago, that in my mind, I think Caesar sucks. But then I went and I had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about the trip, the things that I really liked about the trip were at Caesar's. I still don't know if I can say Caesar's is one of my top two casinos. I feel like that's crazy. What about you? When you're thinking about AC, what two casinos are like, that's where I want to play?
Definitely for me, Borg is one of them.
Yeah, same.
And like, no question about it. Despite its bad location, everything else about it, I think, is clearly the class of Atlantic City. And the table game selection is excellent. I will say the restaurant situation there is not my favorite at all.
It is not great.
But, you know, in terms of just the gaming itself, it's just the best.
Yeah, and in terms of like where I want to be and hang out and just think about like, oh, this place is nice. It's nice to just be here.
Being in the MGM Tower is just like a treat.
Right. Sitting in that lobby in the MGM Tower and eating a McFlurry, that's a good time.
Looking at those squares on my wall, just love it.
Yeah, that art, that very divisive art. Yeah, I mean, think about B-Bar. Like, I like B-Bar. I like the Sportsbook Bar. So there's places that I like to be. There's spaces that I like to be. I wish the video poker wasn't shoved in that corner over by Angeline, but
yeah, it's not great.
They do have 9-6 Jacks Are Better, which I yep. want to play and is just nowhere else at the quarter level in Atlantic City yep. now.
People are still very nice. Yeah, no, it's just a great place to play.
If it was on the boardwalk, it would be number one so far and away.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's not. So I think it's probably still number one for me.
I agree.
It's not as big a gap between one and two as it should be.
It's not a slam dunk because of the location and because of the restaurant situation. But I don't know. I have to say, for me, when I think about what's on the boardwalk and, you know, saying I'm not going to rate Ocean and not really liking Hard Rock nearly as much as everyone else does, like right now, the way I feel, it has to be between resorts and Bally's. Honestly, probably resorts would be my number two, because I think that Doherty's is a really fantastic place to get happy hour. I think the location is great, being up on that end of the boardwalk. You know, I love the little cafeteria situation. I like the Dunkin' that they've got in there that actually takes points, though soon enough that won't matter anymore.
I'm mad at Dunkin'. Dunkin' is done for me.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. But it's nice to get on an Atlantic City trip.
Yeah.
Nice big drink in the casino. But I think if I had to say a property, probably resorts. The room situation's not great there. It must be said, the rooms are much nicer at Bally's.
Yeah.
But I think the rest of the stuff, though, I will say that we've had very good meals at Bally's as well.
Yeah,
between Park Place Prime and Jerry Longo's. It's close, but the gaming is just better at resorts than at Bally's, and that's what's more important to me, I think.
Yeah, I'm really struggling with what my number two is behind Borgata, because I like the different casinos for very different reasons, and they all have such different vibes, right? Like, Ocean is very classy, and it's a nice place to be, but Tropicana, I would say, is probably, like, more my speed. It has a ton of restaurants and a ton of stuff to do, and I think the Quarter is still just a cool place to walk around. They've got a lot of places that you can go and grab a cocktail, but the casino floor sucks. So it's, like, this tough juggling act of, you know, when I'm down on the casino floor at 1:30 in the morning playing some slot, I'm not sitting at Tropicana thinking, this is a great place. I'm sort of like, yeah, this will do. Whereas even Caesars, I would say I felt better about the casino floor than Tropicana, even though I think Caesars...
I mean, I think you said last trip, though, that you might like Harrah's better than Caesars, which I think is a preposterous take.
I like being on the casino floor as a slot player better at Harrah's than Caesars, I think. Everything else at Harrah's is not great, unless you're going to the pool, and I don't do that.
Pretty dire.
Caesars also, you know, I rate Super Frico and the Hook so highly, and the casino floor is mid. It's fine. It's not a detractor, I wouldn't say, which I would have said it was a detractor before the last trip, but it just has nothing else going for it, I feel like. The other restaurants do nothing for me. Like, I don't care about Morton's. I don't care about Hell's Kitchen. Kwai, I guess, is pretty good, but Taz is a downer.
We should try the happy hour at Morton's one time for Justin S.
We should.
For Justin S.
Yeah, I mean, it does get very good reviews, I'll say, Morton's as a whole.
Yeah.
And it looks nice in there, which, again, it's in this weird area.
I would need to wear different clothes than I usually wear to Atlantic City specifically. You would be fine. But
that's true. We should try Morton's.
We should do the happy hour if it's got a good happy hour. Yeah,
we should do that. I say that, but like Harrah's has what, McCormick and Schmick's and like Atlantic City Burger Co.
Not a fan of the McCormick and Schmick's.
The food at Harrah's is, I mean, Buddy's Boardwalk Empire. Like, this is not good stuff, man.
No.
I really struggle because like Ocean, in terms of just niceness, like I'd certainly rather be at Ocean, but then I don't go out of my way to spend a ton of time there. Hard Rock, I would have said, like easily one of my favorite casinos. We went 5 times this year. I didn't go to Hard Rock once. I didn't even set foot in there. So it feels like it would just be a lie to say that Hard Rock's my number two. I think I'm going to say Ocean just because I value the niceness, and I would spend more time there if I spent more time there, if that makes sense. Like if I actually went and gambled there enough to get some comps, I think I would end up going and staying there more often. So if I feel that way, I should probably just do it, right? I should go and pay to stay some.
I think you're lying to yourself. I think it has to be Caesars or Harrah's. It has to be your number two, just judging by behavior.
Yeah, I did stay at Harrah's twice. It can't be Harrah's. Come on. I would definitely say I would rank Caesars ahead of Harrah's.
Caesars food is just absolutely awful too, though, I think.
It's bad. I mean, you have Super Frico, but Super Frico is very expensive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Nobu is incredible, but it's an arm and a leg.
That's true. I forgot about Nobu. Nobu's good, too.
The Kwai is very good when it's open, but the thing with all these Caesar properties is, like, God knows when the restaurants are open, with the exception of Tropicana, who does actually tend to have the restaurants open.
Tropicana does... It's just, like, not a great vibe in general in Tropicana,
I think.
It's just
a terrible place to gamble. That's the problem with it.
I mean, there are little pockets of Tropicana that I like a lot. Which is weird. Like, I like walking through the Quarter. I like the way they do the Palm Court in Christmas. But, like, you end up down in that marketplace and you're like, I don't want to be here. And then there's so many. The way that it's just this mishmash of a bunch of different hotel towers, which, by the way, that's another problem with Tropicana, is a lot of the room product sucks. There's so many pockets of where games are, especially games that I want to play, that I don't like ending up in. You know me, I like a video poker bar. The 10 North Lounge video poker bar is just a non-starter because they don't comp anything for gold players. And then even when they did, the service was just rough, really slow. I don't know. I mean, it's got so much good food, though. Like, we've talked about the Japanese place, and there's all of this stuff.
We need to try Il Verde.
Yeah.
You know where we need to go sometime? We haven't been in, like, 10 years. The Hooters. I literally probably haven't been to a Hooters since the last time we went, which was like your first trip maybe to Atlantic City or something.
I've been to that Hooters twice, so definitely it was later than that. But it's probably been, I think I have not been to that Hooters since we started the podcast 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's your worst? What's your absolutely, I don't want to be there just thinking about it, like, no, I don't want to do it. I think historically it was Ocean, but you've X'd out Ocean from your options because you haven't been this year.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say Ocean for sure. I mean, I'm actually intrigued. Like, I've always liked the little Asia area at Ocean, like I have to say. So I don't think it would be Ocean even without me X'ing it out. My bottom two have to be, in some order, Kara's and Golden Nugget. Neither of them just do anything for me whatsoever.
I still like the Nugget casino floor for a quick stop, although the last time it was just so dire in there.
It was a bad situation last time we went.
They do have pretty good dealers and cocktail service. I'm always surprised
by the slot selection. The cocktail service is very good in Nugget, I have to say.
If it wasn't where it is, it would be great for like a little stop on a trip.
I agree. If it could be something that you could swing by on the boardwalk, it would make it much better. But as is, it is a destination in and of itself, and you're stuck there. And as we found out last time I went, that could be a problem sometimes.
Right. And it's small, and there's the dining there is not great. Like, we've talked about other places not having great dining. Like, surely no one's worse than Golden Nugget in that area.
People like some of the restaurants there that I haven't been to.
Yeah, I mean, it's got Dos Caminos.
Vic and Anthony's.
We did get breakfast there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people do love that Vic and Anthony's. We've never been able to make it in there.
That breakfast was pretty decent at the Nugget that we got.
I mean, for me, the bottom is easily Bally's. Like, I just don't want to be on that casino floor.
Mm.
I go through there, and I'm just like, oh, no, I don't like it.
I mean, I think partially for me, it's, well, they're extremely generous to me, which helps, I think. Part of it is nostalgia, frankly, because certainly that's the place I've been the most in Atlantic City, I think. But yeah, I don't know. There's something about the vibe there that just, it vibes with me. It's not trying too hard. Frankly, it's too much not trying too hard. They need to try a little bit harder. But yeah, you can come here, you can gamble. That's the offering that they're giving you.
Yeah.
It's like a throwback.
Yeah, I mean, I won't say there's nothing I like about Bally's. Obviously, I liked Park Place Prime. I thought Jerry Longo's was pretty good. But just the casino floor, basically anything down below that sixth floor is just not great for me. I like the idea of the rotating lobby bar, but my experiences there have actually not been great. So I much preferred the previous lobby bar. I thought that was a great place to sit and play video poker, and now that's gone, and there's nowhere to sit and play video poker and get a cocktail, I don't think, at Bally's, so that sucks. The Dunkin' Donuts is $1 billion. I think they've done a good job with the rooms.
Yeah, the rooms are nice. My room was very nice in Golden Nugget as well. I've stayed there a few times in the last few years, and my room is always way better than anything I would get in Tropicana, let's say.
I really struggle to pick what my second above Bally's. Like, I don't struggle at all to pick Bally's as the one I don't want to be at. But I think that's a good thing. I would be fine with any other property. Like, I'm fine at Harrah's. I would have said Harrah's.
You were pretty disgruntled last time we stayed in resorts, and I think you declared you never want to stay there again.
I actually would be totally fine with staying at resorts and just being aware that I can just do an evening of Hard Rock time. I don't think I said I never want to stay there again. Someone will have to go back through the tape. I think that's a mischaracterization.
I don't know. You had a lot more negative opinion, I feel like, after our last trip to resorts.
My big problem with the resorts is that I'm a late night player. And if you're up late and you've been at resorts for like 12 hours, that's just too much resorts. You gotta get out and go someplace else. But the location's good. There is a lot of other stuff right around there, including Irish Pub. You can just waltz out the door and go out onto the boardwalk and go to Irish Pub. That's what I should have done.
I think you like all of the other casinos in Atlantic City more than resorts other than Bally's. Maybe the Nugget.
That's a good question. I certainly end up at resorts more than, say, Nugget.
I mean, I think part of that maybe is that I drag you to it.
Yeah.
I'm a resorts fan, as we talked about, so.
In my head, I have fond feelings for resorts, but I would probably agree that in terms of just how I feel on the casino floor.
You'd much rather be at Trop or Caesars or Hard Rock or Ocean or Kara's. I mean,
Harrah's is probably close.
You say that, but it's just not borne out. I don't know.
I think I like the idea of resorts more than I actually like resorts, except for Doherty's, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, Doherty's is great. Nugget?
That's my second?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, it has to be Nugget or resorts. I don't think it could be another casino for you.
Yeah, I think it's probably Nugget, but like I was saying, I'm fine with any of them. Like, I don't want to stay two nights at Nugget. I don't want to stay two nights at resorts. Honestly, I don't really want to stay two nights at Harrah's.
Yeah, I just don't want to be at Harrah's, like, at all. I don't know. To me, what is the redeeming qualities that Harrah's has? I mean, they have, like, a million rooms that you can get comped. That's it.
Ease of comps is a big one.
That's the only thing.
They've got a couple video poker bars with bad video poker.
Yeah, it's
with
the worst video poker.
Yeah.
Maybe the one is okay, but the one in the back, well, I guess it's the front, is hideous looking, I think.
The one that's just called Poker Bar?
Yes.
As opposed to the Voodoo Lounge?
Mm-hmm.
They have three video poker bars because they also have Exhibition. It's crazy. Yeah, it's probably Nugget for me, but again, I don't hate any of the other options. Bally's is the only one that I'm actively like, I don't want to be there. But they all have things that I think about fondly, and they all have like, huge detractors. Yeah. Right? I would say even like 2 through 8 all have something about them that I'm like, eh.
I mean, so is your one Borgata then the only thing that doesn't have a detractor? I don't know.
It has detractors too, though. The restaurants are not great.
I mean, it's nice probably if you want to spend, you know, $100 plus on dinner. Like, I think they have plenty of like perfectly good restaurants, but that's not how I live my life. So.
Right, that's true. Like, if we were willing to go to Old Homestead,
right?
If dining them out just didn't mean anything, or if we had gold and we were just going to the Emporio Lounge every single trip, that would be one thing. Alas, we don't do that.
Alas. Well, anyway, if you want to reach out to us or any of other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doForAWin. Find all of our great content and buy a shirt at doForAWin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doForAWin or me at Kyle Askin, and send Craig questions at doForAWin@gmail.com, and we will answer them on air. How's your inbox?
We haven't gotten any emails in a long time.
Maybe you just haven't checked in a long time.
No, man. I checked. Yeah. It's on my phone.
All right.
I mean, we get emails like, I found your podcast and I do SEO, but those don't count.
Yeah, those aren't emails. No, certainly not. Do not send Craig questions about your SEO prowess.
Yeah, I don't care.
So when are we going, man? If it can't be November and it can't be December, January?
February? March?
I think the only thing for me to do is to rage quit the podcast right now.
You should. We didn't quite make it to 10 years because Kyle rage quit at 9 years and 351 days or whatever we're at right now.
Tired of you not going to Atlantic City?
Yeah, we went 5 times this year, but I'm tired of you not going to Atlantic City.
Certainly we'll have a year in review coming up in the next few months. So yeah. I think it was a good year. It was a good year.
That was a pretty good preview.
But you know what would be better? Going again. I certainly think I need to go again because I need to match to something, at least Hard Rock, right? Rock Royalty?
Yes, you have to go again because you need to do a status match.
Yeah, I can do it during the week or something.
That's true. My boss is going to be out a lot in December.
Ooh, weekday trip.
How hard would a weekday be, though? Because that'd be really tough on Andrea. I could maybe just take a day off and go after I drop Holden off and come back that night.
You could just do a day trip. Yeah, yeah.
We could. All right. Let's think about this.
Yeah, we could go some Wednesday or something. It would be wild. It'd be incredible.
Let's think about that off air.
All right. So if you want to find out how this ends, which is going to be in my tears, you'll have to listen to the next episode of Do For A Win.
Did you say it's going to end in your tears?
Yes.
Fantastic. Probably. I mean,
because you're going to decide that you're not going to go.
It's not easy to do a day trip, but
it's not that bad for you.